with us for the news. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. During a cabinet meeting today, President Trump says Iran will have to decide if it wants a deal to end the war.
They are begging to make a deal, not me. They're begging to make a deal. And anybody that saw what was happening over there would understand why they want to make a deal. But they say, oh, we're not talking to them. Anybody would know that. And only a total fool. And they're not fools. They're very smart, actually, in a certain way. And they're great negotiators. I say they're lousy fighters, but they're great negotiators.
Iranian officials have denied that they're negotiating with the U.S. as the war continues in its fourth week. Asian nations scramble for other sources of crude oil as shipments through the Strait of Hormuz become limited because of the U.S.-Iran war.
Desperate Asian countries are increasingly competing for Russian crude oil as an energy crisis mounts over the Iran war, which has choked off roughly a fifth of the world's oil supply. The rush for Russian oil comes following the U.S.'s temporary sanction waivers on Russian oil shipments. Asia, where most of the oil from the mostly shut Strait of Hormuz was headed, has been hit the hardest by recent energy shocks. Analyst Putra Adhiguna.
The longer the crisis goes, the deeper the problem will be for each of this government and countries.
But even as Asian demand rises, I'm Karen Shamas.
Senators are trying to move quickly to debate a last and final offer to end the funding impasse involving the Department of Homeland Security. The funding lapse that's led to a partial government shutdown now has jammed airport security lines. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 469 points, the Nasdaq plunged 521. This is SRN News. Portland, Oregon has adopted an ordinance that adds polyamory to its non-discrimination law. Polyamory refers to so-called marriages involving three or more people. Dr. Albert Moeller is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
I think what you're seeing here is the deliberate destabilization of marriage itself. This is part of a bigger strategy of those on the left who want to subvert a biblical view of marriage as central to our own civilizational project.
A growing number of cities and towns are beginning to recognize polyamory. Missouri lawmakers are asking residents to repeal the so-called right to reproductive freedom that they put into the state constitution in 2024. In Nevada, a state constitutional amendment to allow abortion until 24 weeks passed in 2024, but needs voter approval a second time to take effect. A Virginia ballot measure would guarantee the right to reproductive freedom. SRN News. Two successful cases exemplify the push by parents to make online platforms more responsible for children's safety.
Just this week, two court cases, one in New Mexico, the other in Los Angeles, placed greater responsibility on online platforms for protecting children. And Brian Montgomery of Mississippi is pleased with the court's decisions. His 16-year-old son killed himself in 2022 after someone pretending to be a teen girl seduced him into cybersex on Instagram.
We've said that from the beginning that we need people that are willing to fight for our kids.
There's a growing shift in the public's perception of social media companies and their responsibilities in keeping young people safe on their platforms. And parents like Montgomery have been advocating for a bill called the Kids Online Safety Act. I'm Donna Water.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.